Everyone knows me as Auntie Lori. My name is Lori Saxman, S-A-X-M-A-N, and I've been here since the age of 6. I've been with Star Beach Boys as long as I can remember. I'm a third generation, and I've been here like 30 years. My uncle was an old-time Beach Boy way back in the day. Like I say, I raised my family here.
Can you help me find out what's going on with the Beach Boys situation today?
Right now, I think it's going to be the transition. You know, we lost the bid, Star and Hawaiian Oceans, to another company. I think it's called Dive Oahu. And the transition is probably supposed to take place tomorrow. As for the Beach Boys, the tradition and the legacy, that's in question.
Why?
Mainly because we're not sure the other person's business plan. You know, the Beach Boys have a long tradition of doing business a certain way, and we're not sure. I would say, I don't want to bring up the money part, but a certain way that owners paid their Beach Boys, it was, you know, to take care of the Beach Boy, and so they had enough money to live, and whereas the new guy coming in is charging more, but giving them less, and paying them by the hour. I don't think I've ever seen a Waikiki Beach Boy being paid by the hour. Everything has been on a commission basis, as independent contractors.
Yeah. No kidding.
Yeah. I think more so from my point, I've been here a long time.
Yeah.
Over 30 years on the beach. I actually started with Star Beach Boy with Aaron's grandfather, Art Rutledge. I don't think that this gentleman will have any type of program to perpetuate the lifestyle that we've been living, you know, to encourage the youth, our babies, to become a captain. That's the highest honor in a Beach Boy lifestyle, is to become a captain of the Outrigger canoe. They start off running around as babies, they become board boys, they learn how to do lessons, and you become a second captain, and you ride along with the captain, and then one day when you're 30 something, they say, well, go for the captain's test, and now you become a captain of the Outrigger out here. That's the highest honor. I don't think the new guy is going to continue that.
How many families or people would you say are...
In our company, Star Beach Boys, at one time we counted about 21 families sustained by our two stands. And a lot of the families go way back. You know, we always have the uncles with us, the old-timers, you know, 60 years old. Uncle Clay is probably hitting the 80s pretty soon, and he still captains the canoe. But he's allowed to come and do a couple of lessons and steer the canoe, and he's usually out by 12 o'clock with his fish and toy, heading home to Babakolea, you know. But we always embrace our old-timers. And with the new company, I don't think there's a place for him, to be honest. I really don't think there's a place for him. The business model is more about money, about the amount of money that can be made here. For a lot of us, I'm grateful that I'm still able to do this, raise my children, now my grandchildren, and earn a living. You know, this is like one of the best jobs ever, ever.
Yes, kids come here.
Yeah.
It's better for everybody.
I raised my children on this beach. In fact, my daughter and my son-in-law were little 5-year-olds running around. and they kept saying they were going to marry each other over the years. And I was like, no, you can't marry a beach boy. It's so hard, you know. There's so many girls. They come from all over. I said, you can't marry a beach boy. And when she turned 18 and graduated, she married JP. Who is actually, JP, is actually one of the last beach boys that have been mentored from little baby running around in diapers, but him, no diapers, because he never wore it, but from diapers, who is now a captain of the Outrigger Canoe. So he's lived that full beach boy lifestyle till now. It's not something you retire from. Never. Because it's in you. It's something that that we always shared with the visitor. So it's not something you retire from. You just keep doing it, you know. The saddest thing is seeing my grandson on television. He's about, how old is Moses? 8 or 9? 8. He's 8 years old. Sorry, forgot. 8 years old, and he's on television. They're doing a story, and I thought to myself, "Wow, he'll never see this. He'll never be able to, at this moment, never be able to really fully experience what I have experienced and what his dad has experienced and his mom, you know, experienced. He'll never see that. The cakey nowadays will never." Like I always said, Khalees, you always have a job at Uncle Aaron. Well, that's not going to happen right now. Yeah, that's the saddest thing. We'll still be here. We are from Waikiki. This is our home. This is not just where we come to work. This is our home. I live on Lili'uokalani, Kalani, and my family, my keiki, live on Ka'iulani Avenue. I mean, this is us. I've been on this beach since 6 years old. I remember the old days of Waikiki. So we're not leaving physically. It's just that lifestyle that's in question right now. You know. But being a Waikiki beach boy, and I know I'm a Wahine, is within us, is in our heart. It will always be here. And the way I'm looking at the situation now is that it's just dormant for a little bit because we need time to regroup and not and fight the lifestyle. We don't want it to die. So there's other things that can be happening, like for instance, and I'm not sure if you're aware of it, is by state law, there should be a nonprofit stamp in the middle behind the Duke statue. There used to be. And over the years, the city has done some things and removed it. And now it sits down by the big wall across the street from the zoo, which makes no sense. You cannot conduct beach boy activities there. You cannot surf there. You cannot take the canoe out, which is so much a big part of our identity. You can't conduct that. But the Beach Boy nonprofit is supposed to sit behind the Duke statue, and it's supposed to be a safe haven for if anything like this was to ever happen, a takeover by corporate America, that these Beach Boys have a place to be and work and continue the legacy. And not a whole lot of people know about it. So this is why that's our next step, is to bring it back, to force the city to bring that stand, put it back on this beach where it belongs, so we can continue to share our mana'o and our love and our kuleana for this area. This area of Waikiki is what we are responsible for. This is our kuleana. It's left to us by our kupuna and our ancestors to take care of. And if the city and the state is not going to take care of it, it's okay because we're here. We can take care of it. We've been doing this forever. But there, we have 21 families that are going to be affected somehow. It's about money. The sad thing is a transition is about money. A lot of money. Did you read about the money?
Uh-uh.
The amount of money?
No, I didn't.
Not sure what the monthly rent for the new guy, but he's offering 52.5% of his sales to the city, whatever's greatest, the monthly rent. 52.5%. Like, how are you going to survive off of 48 or 47.5 and expect to take care of the Beach Boys? And so it's about, we got outbid. And it's because we know that we can't go there and expect to take care of everyone. I mean, rent alone, what we pay now is high. I think we're like $27,000 a month. But that's like even more.
$27,000 a month?
That's what we pay now currently.
You know, all these signs say, I need to be here. I'm on the avenue after our queen. It's my kuleana. I have to keep my cake here, grounded, and I need to take care of our beach and my family. And there's more families like ours that are still here, yeah?